Well, first of all, I would like you to tell me how things are going on Arch Enemy's side these days.
Everything's great. Michael and I are currently, traveling around Europe to promote our album Will to Power, and that's coming out at the beginning of September, so everything's going really well.
A month ago, you revealed the new album's title, and a few days ago, you revealed the album cover. So, what should we expect on Will to Power?
So Will to Power is the name of our new album that comes out September 8th, and I think people that love the early days of Arch Enemy as well as the more modern Arch Enemy are all going to be very satisfied and very happy. It's a very diverse album, but also very focused, really heavy, but also very melodic. We're all really proud of it. I think it's a really cool album, and every time I listen to it, I just like it more and more. And every time I listen to the album as a whole, once it finishes, I just want to go back and listen to it again. So I hope everybody enjoys it as much as we do.
Could you tell us if there are any differences from the War Eternal album?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different album. We wrote it and recorded it after now having played, about almost 300 shows with this lineup. So of course we, connect in a slightly different way. We have really great chemistry as people, and I think as musicians also. War Eternal is, I still really love that album. I'm really proud of it. I think that maybe Will to Power is, even more than War Eternal, though. It's like more heavy, more melodic, more aggressive, but also more emotional. I just feel like it sort of branches out into sort of new territory for Arch Enemy.
That's good news for all
Yeah, I think so.
the fans. Some people say that War Eternal was one of the best albums Arch Enemy did so far. How do you feel about this, thinking that this was your first effort with the band?
I mean, that's a huge compliment because I think that Arch Enemy has an amazing discography, a really an amazing collection of songs. So I'm happy that people enjoy War Eternal so much. I do agree that it's a great album, and it's a really huge compliment. It's really nice to say, and I appreciate it.
When a band changes a vocalist, some diehard fans usually complain about the new singer, but I don't think that Arch Enemy had such problems. So, what's your point of view on this?
Yeah, I mean, from the moment I started working with Arch Enemy, it just felt really natural and very normal. It wasn't weird. It felt almost like I've always been in the band in a way. It feels like, even like right now, it feels like I've been in the band for like 20 years. Like I can't even imagine anything different. So I think that it was just a really, really good fit, and I think fans could feel that. And of course, consistently putting out great music obviously is what's the most important. And I think we did that, and I think we're doing that again with Will to Power. So I think fans, I'm really, really thankful that fans supported Arch Enemy this whole time, and I think they're gonna be even happier now with Will to Power.
Angela, in a way, approved you and said some very good words for you. What does this mean for you?
Yeah, well, I mean, Angela not only approved me, but she chose me to be her predecessor. So, her successor, sorry. Yes, and she was my predecessor. So she chose me herself. So I think that probably helped too. It wasn't, there was no like messy situation. It was very much just like, I'm gonna step down. I'm not gonna be the singer anymore. But Angela was always the manager for years and years. And she's still the manager now. And so obviously she wanted to do what would be best for the band and what would help the band grow and succeed. And so she found a replacement that she felt would be able to do that. And I think she was right. And yeah, so that's how it went. So I mean, Angela is still the manager now, so she's still very important to the band.
Maybe that's why the fans accepted you from the beginning.
Yeah, that could be it.
Is there any specific reason that Jeff Loomis didn't contribute to the new album?
No, there's no real reason. I mean, he did contribute his solos, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Michael has always been sort of the mastermind behind the music in Archenemy, so that's no different now, you know? So Michael still writes some of the lyrics. Of course, I write lyrics, but Michael also does. And so yeah, it's no different now. Michael has always sort of been the one writing the music, and it's still like that now. But of course, you know, when you have Jeff Loomis in your band, of course you want to hear him ripping some solos. So
yeah, of course.
So